phone is ringing. La di da do da 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 da. Your phone is ringing. La di da. Dinkle donkle, dinkle donkle. Someone's calling you. Good leg.
Nip it in the bud. Family.
Heineken. Fuck that shit. Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Hey, where are the white women at?
We get covered with other guys. That's all we do. Cuddle and kiss.
We just cuddle together, that's all.
Goodbye, little buddy.
Goodbye, little buddy.
It's the Aristocrats, aristocratsradio.com. That's the website that you go to download our stupid show.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Not.
I'm your excellent host, Derek. With me, as always, is Matt.
I gave you an extra squirt.
Wink. God. I totally forgot about that.
And then Steve.
Don't forget your Jew.
Yeah. What was the other one? Extra bacon.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And Steve is here.
Yeah. Jew.
Yes. I remember that. I still think about that. Like, I'd say, like,
only,
once a month.
Only because I find it so entertaining.
Well, I mean, by the time I told you, it was already, like...
Years.
Yeah, like, you were a teenager, like 15, right? 20 years.
Wow. What an absurd situation.
For those that don't know,
yeah,
it was,
this is a callback. We have to.
Such a callback.
Let's go back to this. We talked about this in 2007. Let's talk about it again.
Yes, when I was very young, in school, when we didn't have school, I was what you call a latchkey kid. I just kind of came home to an empty house, and because both my parents work, so in the summer I woke up to an empty house, and I had an empty house all day.
And life was
which
good.
Was awesome.
Hell yeah, your house was the bomb.
Yep. Oh, it was great.
Remember my apartment?
Yes, same thing.
Yeah, so my mother would leave me some money on the table, and
leave money for wings?
No, I get it.
You don't need wings,
stepbrothers.
It's not enough, Dad.
Anyway, that fucking awful movie.
Oh,
anyway,
it's amazing. Awfully amazing.
You hate Will Ferrell.
I hate him, but he doesn't command that movie. No,
John C. Reilly.
That movie is amazing.
The parents, the brother.
Amazing.
I like the first half of it. After half
it does
of
get
I was
dull.
Done.
It does get dull when they stop being deliberately funny.
Yeah.
But then it picks up again towards the end.
But so I used to go down to the Wilson Avenue Deli and get myself a sandwich or a cheesesteak or something for lunch and an Arizona iced tea.
Gulp.
And there was this woman ordering a sandwich in front of me.
There
was this globe. There was this globe in front of me.
There was a Mama June in front of me ordering a sandwich. And I don't remember what she ordered, but as the woman's writing down the order, she just looks at her and goes, "Oh, an extra bacon." But she's like shaking her head, yes. Mm-hmm. And she has this look like, "Oh, yeah, extra bacon."
And in case you didn't know, extra bacon.
And I was just like so horrified by her.
Fuck it. Did she turn to Slimer afterwards and fly away?
Yes. And then afterwards, you were like, "That's kind of a good idea, actually."
Yeah. I was like, "God, you can order extra bacon?
You can actually do that?
I never even thought of that."
There's like...
Matt, you've inadvertently been like that person, though, because like, you remember you've been to Wendy's, and the girl was like, "Wow," when you ordered all that food, because you probably thought it was for you.
Yeah, tell that story.
Oh, yeah.
We're just going to rehash old stories.
I don't care.
It's gonna be
nothing else.
This hour is the fast food rehash hour.
The fastest fast food.
Yes, I do order quite a bit of food in a sitting. This particular day, I did not. I only ordered just a value meal or a combo, whatever it's called at Wendy's, right? What's it called? Mm.
Combo. Yeah, combo.
So I ordered a combo. I think I got a number 2, I believe it was. It was number 2 with cheese, no tomato, right? Okay, with a Coke, we'll say. And then I ordered a number 1 with cheese, with tomato, and another drink. And the girl looked at me and went, "Wow." First off, that's a completely inappropriate response.
You're fat.
Yeah. I wasn't quite as fat back then.
No.
But regardless, I mean, she obviously thought that both meals were for me. Mm. I think she might have... No, that was at McDonald's. I'll get to that one, too.
Jesus, this is my story.
But this one, yeah. So her response was as if like I ordered those two meals for myself, but like why would I order one sandwich with tomato and one without, and why would I order like two separate drinks? You know?
I'm sure she wasn't analyzing your food choices.
Yeah, but she got to have some kind of common sense.
I agree. I'm
but anyway,
saying.
Yeah.
Talk
so,
about some dumb hoe that works at Wendy's.
Yeah. And then at the same Wendy's, I mean, yes. At the same Wendy's, Webmonster Mike, he had several different incidents of stupidity. He once ordered his meal with the Biggie or the Great Biggie fries.
Yes,
still like great
Biggie.
Remember,
it was the red container. It was huge.
It was the big fucking container.
It was like a fucking
bushel of fries.
It was like the size of like an oil bottle.
It was
like
very big.
It was a faggot of fries.
It was a big old faggot of fries. Yeah, it was just you know, more fries than any one person should eat in a sitting, unless you're American.
Yeah.
So
America size.
Yeah, America size. So
Mama June.
He orders his meal. It's like, yeah, I'll get a number two, you know, great Biggie. So she hands him the Biggie size fries in the Biggie container. It
which
says
is considerably
right on it.
Smaller.
It's about 25% smaller.
Yeah.
And he goes, he's like, I ordered the great Biggie, the bigger one. And she's like, oh, I'm sorry.
I don't know if you saw me.
Yeah. And then she goes over to the fry counter.
Yeah.
And she takes the great Biggie container out of the sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
Pours the Biggie fries from the container she originally had.
Perfect.
Into the great Biggie container and handed it back to him.
She should have just took the whole thing and just stuffed it with the,
yeah, exactly,
the medium
yeah,
container
exactly.
And just stuck yeah. it in there and
just
like,
plopped
here you go.
It in there. And he goes, oh, wow, thanks. I paid 39 cents for the bigger container.
Well, it is more cardboard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man, he had another one.
I can only imagine.
I can't remember what it was. I'd have to ask him. Ugh. But yeah, that was one of his experiences. Then there was another one where I came in and I ordered. It had to be $35 worth of food, obviously for multiple people.
Yeah.
And then they asked me if it was for here to go.
Yeah. Well, they do that.
I know they kind of do that.
Do
like
you, do you need instinct?
By instinct.
Do you need a wheelchair,
yeah.
sir?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We'll bring this out to you in a wheelbarrow, sir. Please, just hold on a moment. It was like so many different
like you
things.
Were Homer in that episode where he got obese.
Yeah.
You were like, he was at the movies like, we'll give you a garbage bag full of
yeah,
popcorn.
Sir, we're going to have to ask you to leave. Our facility is just not equipped to meet your needs. If you leave quietly now, we will kindly treat you to a garbage bag full of popcorn.
I got a movie for you, fatty. The fridge too far.
He goes, this may surprise you, but you can't buy me off with food.
I heard your dad went to a restaurant. He ate everything in the restaurant. They had to close the restaurant. Just because my dad's fat doesn't mean he's bad.
They were trying to look at him in the house like in Gilbert Grape. Yeah. Oh, fucking genius.
Genius. That was when The Simpsons was good.
That was when it was gold.
Yeah.
You're definitely not that person like... If I didn't know
I
you,
I am now. But
no, you're heavy, and we could all stand to drop some lbs. But I wouldn't be like, wow, that guy is like, fuck, fat. I'd be like, yeah,
he's pretty big.
He's husky a little bit, yeah. little stocky, little
it's
thick.
A husky Harris.
He's approaching the Farley physique.
Wow,
whoa,
not far from Farley.
He's got
far from Farley.
Not far from Farley. It's like better than Ezra. Yeah. Not far from Farley.
It's like that'd those like Volkswagen band. Shirts. Yeah. Or like the far from puking and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Far from puking.
Not too far from Farley.
Far from exercising.
I know.
I definitely wouldn't look at you
I
and be
need
like
to exercise.
Yeah, absolutely. But like I wouldn't look at you and go, wow, that fucking guy's fucking fat. He's gonna die.
I look like a guy who used to work out, who never worked out, who
maybe
let
play
him,
a little
who
like,
let himself go.
Play a little pee wee football or something.
Yeah.
And just kept the weight on.
But yeah, yeah. That kind of people. But yeah, so anyway, that McDonald's one was, I think I ordered like several different kinds of burgers. It was like a Big Mac, a double quarter pounder, a cheeseburger, you know, 10 piece nuggets, you know, three orders of fries, you know, it was different sizes. Like if you're a fat ass who's going to like eat multiple things, you're going to like, I want two double quarter pounders. I want two large fries, you know, that, and then, you know, one soda, that sounds like it's for one person. So, I don't know.
And you think about, like, our diet. We talk about this every now and then. Like, back when me and Derek, we used to work at Pizza Hut and we'd come hang out. We'd be eating Pizza Hut food. We would call McDonald's next door and trade food with them.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the night, go out to the diner.
Yes.
And I weighed 180 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I never
gained lives revolved around
I didn't eat
eating.
Vegetables for probably years. Like, I ate literally fries, fried food, pork roll, burgers and like personal pizzas and stuffed crust for a year. Like at least
things really
year.
Haven't changed too much.
No, I do eat more vegetables though.
That's something I need to start doing, but absolutely. I don't like them.
No, they're really not that good.
I tell you what,
they're really not
the
that good.
Vegetables are like the little yellow people. We don't need them.
Wow. Just coat them in
we
cheese.
Just need them to pick them.
Yeah. We need him to cook the food.
And then there was this guy Gary I worked with at Pathmark.
Gary.
About when did they cut out the supersize? About 10 years ago, maybe a little
yeah,
more.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It was around like 05, maybe like between 03 and 05.
Let me tell you
what though. It's getting bigger.
Yeah.
Is it?
Absolutely.
Oh, you go to Burger King and get a large soda. Oh,
the
it's
Burger,
huge.
The Burger King's the Burger King and Wendy's large sodas are still really big.
McDonald's is too. No.
No.
It is.
I got
the large, and it's that big plastic, like that.
I just got a large from
where it has
day.
To have the small like, bottom to fit in your cup.
Yes,
holder.
Well, that's what the Burger King and Wendy's has.
No, McDonald's is, I just had the other night. I swear to you.
Really?
I swear to God. Because
I ordered a large from them a couple weeks ago.
I'm a heavy
probably
half ago.
Just like, oh, he doesn't need it.
And it was the cardboard. It was bigger, but not
no.
like yeah. it was like maybe 24 ounces.
No, I got that one that's like a big gulp.
But not the fucking mega
no,
size.
No, no, no.
Remember that? Like, it didn't fit.
I know. It was like 64 ounces.
It was
there's
very
no
close.
Need for that.
I think it was in the 40 ounce range.
No, but, it was like 64 ounces. I'm pretty sure.
It couldn't have been 64.
That's the big, the
I
super
mean, that's
big
a
gulp.
2 liter bottle.
The super
67
big gulp,
ounces.
The super big gulp was 64 ounces.
Yeah, but that's a super big gulp.
Well, that back in the day, McDonald's they weren't that far
one?
Off.
The McDonald's one came in the cardboard.
Remember when it was that thick? Tub and it was like it
yeah,
wasn't.
It looked it like you. It looked like you would put popcorn in it.
It didn't get smaller at the bottom. Back
no,
then?
You couldn't fit it in the cup holder.
You had to hold.
They
it.
Made cup holders bigger to satisfy supersizing.
All right, let's do this. Ready?
Okay.
1954.
Oh my goodness!
Burger King offers a 12-ounce small and a 16-ounce large soda.
Okay,
that's pretty
reasonable
for 1954 too. Yeah.
That's quite a bit for 1954.
Yeah. So 1955, McDonald's offers a 7-ounce soda.
That's the little baby cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1961, McDonald's adds 12-ounce soda.
Okay.
1962, McDonald's adds 16-ounce soda.
The Mets debut in the major leagues.
Who cares about that?
They've been doing
meet
good.
Meet the Mets. Greet the Mets.
Everyone have sex with the Mets and their wives.
1973, McDonald's adds a 21-ounce soda.
The year my aunt was born.
Yeah. 1988, McDonald's introduces
this is where it gets serious.
32-ounce supersize.
Boom. 88 was when supersize came around?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Holy shit. Not in New Jersey. Supersize was definitely not around until the 90s around here.
I don't know.
Probably Texas, I bet. Yeah. Texas, California. I remember they came out with the Value Meals probably early 90s.
Yeah.
And they didn't have supersize yet.
Yeah, it was probably in like, they have like the
test locations. Yeah, are these people fat enough?
1989, Wendy's adds a super value menu, including biggie drinks. Doesn't say how big. 1999,
fuck
which is probably when we got it.
Yeah.
McDonald's introduces 42-ounce
super it.
Size.
Oh my God.
The 32-ounce super size.
All right. You're so annoying. And make sure you process that. Yeah. 42 ounces in one sitting.
Good God.
That's like a newborn baby. Like, what the
I
fuck?
Know.
Yes.
And I like soda, but even that's a lot for me.
Well, I mean, you can drink a 2 liter in a day.
42.
But not in one sitting.
Ounces. The 32-ounce is downgraded to large.
Oh. See, the 32 is probably what the biggest size is now. But anyway,
we're not even done.
Let's keep going.
2001, Burger King introduces the 42-ounce King Soda. McDonald's phases out the 42-ounce super
like,
size.
Oh, shit. We made a big mistake.
And now the largest size is back to the 32-ounce large. Yeah, that was right after the Morgan Spurlock bullshit.
That was when that happened?
Yeah, I guess 2004.
So I was right. Between 03. I'm fucking good. Now we're going to hit my story real quick.
Let's see. Supersize me, 2004.
Ba-boom.
The movie came out. And
so they were like,
Like the thing went to cans, and then by the time it went wide,
cans.
They had to actually.
Con, I think it is.
Well, what? He it's knows cans. That, but
is it?
They call it the Cannes Film Festival.
Well, they call that in America.
Well, I'm sorry.
We took French.
That's where are we?
That's what John Wayne would call it.
Hey, we'll go
only
to
crayons I need are red, white, and blue.
That's
I went,
right.
I went to Cannes. I got myself some can.
Sounds like a great restaurant.
Yeah.
So 2004, they go back to 32 ounce. And fucking Wendy's, fuck them all. Wendy's adds 42 ounce large sizes in 2006.
Go big or go home.
And Dave Thomas That's died right. shortly after.
Go big or go to the hospital.
Wendy's, I mean, they saw, they were just like, oh, okay. Fuck you.
You guys are on a downtrend?
Yeah. They were filling a void.
Keep sending us your fat people.
Exactly.
That's right.
Uh-huh. They should have a statue of it. Yeah. So it sends me your obese, you're diabetic, you're amputated, you're wheelchair bound.
Wow.
Wow. And then also Wendy's drops the term biggie for its 32 ounce soda, calling it medium.
Yeah.
There's nothing medium about 32 ounces of soda.
And you know what their reasoning is too, is it's a psychological thing, which is everything about humanity, right? So they're like, well, there's probably some heavy set guy who feels awkward. Now, fat people love it.
Yeah, they do.
No fat person ever fucking was like,
they relish
well, I'm not going to order the biggie because I'm afraid people are going to think I'm fat when they're like sweating standing in line. You know? So it's just stupid that they do shit like that.
To me, sizes of soda, you have your like 8 ounces small, 16 ounces medium, and then like 24 is large. And then if you want to be like fat size.
You know what it is for me?
Your super size is your 32.
I get the big soda.
You don't need more than 32 ounces to eat a meal.
No. I get the big soda because then I never drink it all, number one. Yeah. And number two, I just have extra. There's nothing worse than getting drive-thru. You get a medium, and I gulp it down because maybe I'm a little extra thirsty or you know, than I thought. And then I got no more because I like fountain
you
soda.
Got you got a budget. Know? Yeah.
Continue. So I get the large. I never get anything bigger than a large. And it's and I usually throw a quarter of it away anyway, because the ice melts down, so it starts to get a little watered down.
I kind of like it when it's like halfway between.
I like it a little bit
when it's got a little bit of ice left and it's gotten a little watered down. I kind of like it. Anyway, continue.
But I never gulp the whole thing. Go, oh, I need another one.
Mm-hmm. So they take out Biggie. So they add the 42 ounce, but they get rid of the
they
term
changed
Biggie.
The name. I remember that.
So they just
I'm like,
make
what
it
are
large.
They doing? Like they're just yeah.
They're like, there is no Biggie size.
Matt was
There's
outraged.
Just an even bigger large.
Yeah. Matt was outraged.
Yeah. Well, I know. I remember when that happened, and I'm like, wait a minute. All they did was change the names.
They literally
rotated the names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they got they dropped like small.
They ain't helping anybody.
Now, here's something I didn't know. 2007, McDonald's offers a promotion of the 42-ounce Hugo, previously called Supersize. So they snuck the Supersize back in 2007 and called it a Hugo.
Let me think. 2007.
Why? What is Hugo?
I have no
idea.
I
was definitely eating fast food again. I took 2 years off of fast food at one point.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty serious.
Again, that might not have been around here.
I don't remember the Hugo. That sounds like a Texas thing.
Now, here's my favorite. 2011.
Oh, boy.
The 9/11.
In 2011. Oh, yes.
You got to get the doom sound effect.
I was hoping for a huge explosion, but that's right. KFC introduces the 64-ounce Mega Jug.
All right, enough.
Never enough.
The Mega Jug, 64 ounces.
What are they thinking? That's almost a 2 liter.
KFC is just watching McDonald's, Burger King, and Wendy's, and they're just like, we're just going to stay back.
We trump them.
We're going to sit back for about 5-6 years, and then we're just gonna fucking.
And this is only about drinks.
The Colonel
Most
buys
just
time.
Offer free refills now, so you get a 32, and you're walking out with 64.
You actually have to serve yourself now.
Yeah.
So, you know, you could just get a small and just keep refilling it until you leave.
Yes.
It's not going to make me buy large. It's going to make me buy smaller, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So as of 2012, now this is kind of old data, but, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. McDonald's has a 12-ounce kids, 16-ounce small.
16-ounce small?
Yeah. 21-ounce medium and 32-ounce large.
That's a weird jump.
Burger King, 16-ounce value, 20-ounce small, 30-ounce medium, 40-ounce large. KFC, 16-ounce small, 20-ounce medium, 30-ounce large, and they're fucking keeping it cool with the 64-ounce Mega Jug.
They call it the Mega Jug?
Yeah.
Come on.
Mega Jug. Not yeah. Chug, Jug.
I said Jug.
All right, I thought you said Jug.
Oh, I said it like Chris Christie would.
Okay. Wendy's has a 12-ounce kid. 12-ounce kid. 16-ounce value, 20-ounce small, 30-ounce medium, and 40-ounce large.
You know what's funny about the marketing thing again?
Mm.
Remember when the actual Wendy was doing the commercials and they were probably, yeah. you know, oh,
she,
you're kind of fat and ugly, and now they got this smoking hot redhead.
Yeah,
yeah.
So they
yeah,
just
that's
they
do. What we want.
They just they're like, we need the hot bitch to sell burgers, not you, you fat cunt.
I want the Wendy, and I want Flo
and the AT&T girl
and the AT&T girl all to myself.
Dude, I like hot blonde Flo in the when she plays all the characters in the room.
Oh yeah,
and she's like the fashion blog Todd. And she's like snapping her gum. She's all bitchy. I like that.
Todd.
Yeah.
So what else we got Flo for that? Anything?
That's it.
So getting back to Gary.
But you know what? I mean, just to wrap it up. Mm-hmm. So Steve was kind of, not kind of, but he was right. So 32-ounce.
Yes, that's the large.
For McDonald's, which is pretty
unless they
big.
Gave you one by mistake.
Burger King and Wendy's are 40 ounces. Yeah. So
those I'm very well aware of.
Yeah. So the Wendy's and Burger King are significantly bigger, but McDonald's is still holding strong
still
at 32.
It's still
yeah.
smaller.
Either but I got
it's
one.
All pales in comparison to Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Because that colonel wants you to be diabetic.
That's right. All right, Matthew, continue with your story.
Yeah. This is a callback anyway. But for those of you who don't know it, there's a guy I worked with who, you know, he liked his fast food. He would go to McDonald's and order a supersize. So one day he goes there and he's like, yeah, give me a number two supersize with a Coke. And they go, sorry, sir, we don't offer supersize anymore. He's like, what do you mean you don't offer supersize? Nah, well, we canceled that. We don't run that program anymore. Okay, all right, well, just give me two large Cokes and two large fries then. What? what? You really can't just like settle for the whatever the existing large is.
Nope.
Nope.
Yeah. Hey, you know when you want something, you want it.
But
you know
he just,
I mean?
But he just, he, I mean, without even thinking, circumvented the system.
He was just like, okay,
okay,
give
no
me
problem.
Two. I'll just double it up.
Just double me.
Double it up.
Double back on that.
Double me up.
Double bag it.
Give me the double meal.
That's right.
Two cheeseburgers with two cheeseburgers, two large fries, two large drinks, all for $2.99.
Unbelievable.
There's so many other ones, too. So many other fast food
Well, look
stores.
At Carl's Jr. and Hardee's. I mean, that's their whole rep is huge portions.
They have those. They,
no,
we
don't.
We're supposedly getting Hardee's.
It's really? Coming, though.
Yeah,
yeah it's
Hardee's
coming.
Are coming. They're coming. Look up the...
there's no way they can avoid us.
Look up the Monster Thick Burger. Can you get me some stats on that, Derek?
The thing is, like, fucking...
I've had it.
It's, like, stacked. Like, you probably can't even fit it in your mouth.
No. It's like a big cock, right?
Wow.
What?
Is that a Hardee's?
Yeah, Hardee's. Really. They're the same thing. One might call it something else, but the Monster
I think
Thick
Carl's
Burger.
Jr. goes for the bigger. I think that's their thing.
Yeah, but the Monster Thick Burger is, I mean, you look at the art for it, it is amazing. It is what a burger should be.
All right, so the half-pound most American thick burger?
Oh, it's just a Monster Thick Burger. Maybe they don't have it anymore. I haven't had it in years.
Someone died.
Oh, here it is.
It.
It's 2/3-pound Monster.
Bring
Thick
it up
burger.
On the screen, Derek.
I want to see it.
It looks.
Matt's gonna get hungry again.
It looks so delicious. Oh my God! Look at that thing.
Oh no! That whoops, just feels a daisy. I don't want to do that.
Ah! There it is.
There's all the ingredients. Is that what it is?
Yes.
Wow, 1,330 calories.
Oh my God!
That is. Half.
That is half your daily intake. Have.
Yeah, if you're like 150 pounds, too.
Yeah.
No. For a full-grown male, 2,500 calories.
Well, I know a full-grown male.
Yeah, that's one burger.
I know.
That's not with the extra everything else.
Well, we're getting there.
I wonder if it changes if we add...
Oh, I'm sure it does. What is it doing here?
No, you cannot make this thinner meal.
You can only go less.
Oh, it says modified up there. What does that mean? Ooh. Oh, there it is. Modified. Boom. Oh, the default just has everything then.
Yeah. Can do extra bacon. Oh, extra bacon. Can't do extra, extra cheese.
Extra bacon. Extra mayonnaise.
Load that up. Extra mayo bacon, up.
Bacon. All right, so bacon. if you
look at that, just look at how good that looks.
1760.
I love the bacon skirt that it has. Like it's
I love the better for you options they have. Sandwich in between desserts and the red burrito.
The smarter idea over here.
I wonder what is better for you.
They're nothing.
A pickle. What is this?
That is a garden burger. Low-carb garden burger.
So it's just no bun?
No bun.
Oh, so it's in like a fucking wrap.
It's wrapped in lettuce. Yeah. You know what? Honestly, I'd probably eat it.
No man would eat that.
I would eat it.
We're supposed to get one of these?
What do you mean, supposed to?
Like,
Yeah, supposedly Hardee's are coming in Jersey. Get ready.
Then you're really in trouble, dude. Like, I really want to.
That's the way I want to go.
I want to put like a regulator on
Buffalo wings, boom.
Ooh, they look
Buffalo
good.
Buffalo wings.
They do look good.
Chicken tenders.
Oh, my God, yes.
Matt's going to start jerking off.
I'm not embarrassed to say my mouth is watering.
If I wasn't
Hardee's
stuffed,
is delicious.
If I wasn't stuffed,
food.
I would be too.
It is delicious food. I'm just letting you know. I'm going to be honest. Look at that chicken sandwich.
Chicken sandwich looks
Look at that fucking steroided up chicken right there.
God knows what they pumped them full
Big
of.
Big fucking breast.
It's like every chicken looks like Ryback. Feed me GMO or whatever the fuck they
feed me GMO.
GMO. GMO.
Monsanto.
Monsanto. Yes. I love it. His music is so bad.
This is what they play while the chickens are running around.
That's
the fucking.
Right.
And he's just running around. Feed me more. Did it start playing yet? Feed me more?
It didn't come up.
Oh.
They got to pump the crowd into his music.
Doesn't it start with that? Feed me more?
This must be the real...
The initial version, maybe? Like what they first started with?
Listen to how bad this is.
It sounds awful. It sounds like fucking Disturbed wrote it.
It might as well be like Demolition.
Yeah,
imagine Jimmy Hart doing this.
Yeah.
Now that would be awesome. This is basically like Demolition. Think about it.
Pretty much.
Here comes the steroids. And here comes the application.
Here comes the
Feed
cycle.
Feed him some beef.
Feed him some
beef. Eats no vegetation.
The song is called Meat on the Table.
It is. Yeah. His whole... Do you know why he does the Feed Me More thing?
Why?
The dude eats constantly. Right. That's why he says the big man is hungry. Like, everything about him is food. He literally is eating constantly.
And that's why... That's what steroids does to you.
Right. Must be. They did a vignette where, like, Kane was being punished by the authority, and he had to, like, operate the concession stand.
All right, and Ryback.
And Ryback comes up, and he's like... I need a can of tuna fish. He's like some, some protein shake with an extra scoop of protein for the big man. And he's like, and like some beef jerky. And Kane's like, how about a hot dog? And he like flings it at him. Then they start squirting each other with ketchup and mustard.
Yeah, that was pretty gay.
It got really gay. It's real quick.
Gay. I gave you an extra squirt.
Everything so what are the disgusting. Stats for the Monster Thick Burger? We only hit the calories.
We got the red hook. The red hook beer bat and codfish.
Hook. The meat hook.
The red hook.
The meat hook burger.
Feed me.
Oh. Feed me more.
That's so gay.
It really
since
is.
Since we're doing callbacks.
So gay.
And we were talking since we're doing Rybacks.
So we're doing money backs.
And we're talking about, I think this was Ryback.
What?
When this is a reference to something Kevin said. Was it Ryback that was like just beating the shit out of people, like production people?
Yeah, was it?
Because they were doing the anti-bully campaign.
Yes.
And then Ryback, like part of his gimmick was that he was just going in the back and beating the shit out of normal people, like production people. So Kevin did the whole thing where it was like, you know, they should have just went with it and they've just been like, you know, we can't stop him. We've been trying everything. He just can't be stopped. Just like go with the gimmick. All right, so what do you want to see?
I just want the Monster Thick Burger stats. Let's just run through them.
All right. Monster Thick Burger.
And by the way, if you get one of these when you open up the package, I will warn you, it does smell like a dead cow.
Oh, well.
But it tastes like a delicious dead cow.
When did you have one? They have these in Pensy?
Yeah, when I go to Philly, if my friend Serena comes out, she usually picks one up for me, but now there's no more Hardee's on the way to Philly from her. So
I went to Smash Burger, and I was not impressed.
I have not been to it.
It's not very good. They literally just smashed the burger.
Yeah, but I think their shtick is you can like put anything you want in it, I guess.
Yeah, I get. Yeah,
that's
great.
Part of their,
but yeah. I mean, I think Five Guys still holds strong as the best
fucking tasty burger.
Yeah. What is this bullshit over here in Homedale?
Cheeseburger,
cheeseburger.
No good.
No good. Burgers are bad. Fries suck.
The burger consistency is too loose. The lettuce sucks.
Yeah. Shredded, right?
It's shredded.
Terrible.
But it's just no good.
You don't put shredded on a burger. You don't.
No.
No, you feel like you're eating almost like a burger salad. It's no good.
Exactly. It's gross.
Yeah. Shredded, no good.
I thought you were getting up and leaving.
He can't get up.
All right, so yeah, 1,330 calories. This is the base. Calories from fat, 860.
It's all about the base, No burger.
Fat, 95 grams of fat.
Oh, that's way more than you're supposed to have. That's like 120%.
95 grams.
I wish they had the percentages.
Well, I can give them to you. Go ahead.
All right.
What was the first
95,
one
1,330 calories.
Okay, again, that's about, we'll say it's 55%.
95 grams of fat.
What's the next one?
That's ridiculous.
860 calories from fat.
Okay, that's, you're allowed, you know, probably not that much in calories from fat a day.
All right.
Continue.
95 grams of fat.
You're allowed like 55 to 60 grams of fat a day.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot.
Uh-huh.
It's 35
like
it's gram, like
150%.
35 grams of saturated fat.
Too much.
Oof.
Way too much. Cholesterol, 215 milligrams.
Probably close to 100%.
My heart, like my heart is having trouble reading this.
I know. Right. Sodium, whoa, 2,820 milligrams.
Oh my god,
that is a lot of sodium.
That's you're allowed like 3,000.
But that's
a lot, though.
Burger.
I'm just saying, it's a lot. It's a lot.
It's consistent with the calories.
That's like 70%.
Yeah. Carbohydrates, 51 grams.
Carbs, you're technically allowed about 300 a day.
Yeah, that's not bad. Dietary fiber, 2 grams. Whatever.
Protein's going to be big, but keep going.
Sugars, 11 grams.
Not bad.
That's not too bad.
Protein, 58 grams.
Yeah, that's enough. That's all Ryback. No.
That's all Ryback.
Here's the point, though. This is all based on all these statistics.
Feed me.
You should be exercising too.
Well, obviously.
That day. So
you have to exercise.
You should be exercising for a week after
Like 40 minutes a day to eat this kind of like
stuff.
It's the
stuff. Sodium. Really here, the sodium and the fat and everything else is what's killing you.
You think?
You know, it's funny. You guys were joking around about my treadmill that I have here in the corner, which I do use, believe it or not.
Oh, yes. I thought that was just some abstract art piece.
No, it was not an abstract art piece. It's a treadmill in the corner. But I have to put it away because otherwise the kid jumps on it, and I'm really afraid he's just going to fucking smash his face.
Yeah.
So I tuck it away when I'm not using it. But so when I do it, I have an app on the phone for running, walking, whatever.
Yeah.
It's a Runkeeper. And, you know, I do it, whatever. And I took like a week off where I was just too exhausted. I was really tired. It was like right when my allergies started kicking in. So I'd get up at 5 a.m. because normally I'd get up at 5 a.m., go on the treadmill for a half hour, and then take a shower and go to work. But I just couldn't. I'd wake up at 5 and I'd just be like, oh, my God.
Not happening.
Fuck it. Not happening. And I'd go to bed at like 9:30 at night. So it's not like I was up late.
Yeah.
But so then Runkeeper sends me a message, like a push notification, and it literally said, remember when you thought that this was a good idea?
Wow.
And I was like, fuck you.
Badass.
It was like, what happened? I'm like, my fucking phone is
motivating
mocking me.
Matt hacked your phone somehow.
Yeah.
It sends you derisive texts.
Remember when you thought this was a good idea? What happened? Come back. It's just like, oh my God.
Fucking who? Did Donald Trump invent that?
Love it.
He's insane.
Look, you're fat. You need exercise.
Monster. He wants to build a wall between Mexico and the United States.
You know who,
States.
Who you need for a motivation is Jesse Ventura.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ex-Navy SEAL.
So was I. Conspiracy. He didn't really fart just now.
Definitely did.
Wow, that's bad.
That was just a sound projected by the harp in Alaska.
The American sniper guy did it because he's a liar.
He has two first names, so I don't respect him.
He does. Chris Kyle, right?
Chris Kyle. He's
dead. He did have two first names.
Pick a name, asshole. Oh, wait. You're dead. Where do you want it? Conspiracies.
I mean, I ate like 2 hours ago, and I'm still like, what? Like it's just sitting there.
Yeah,
I'm, like it's just.
Yeah. I thought you were saying you're hungry.
No, not at all, dude. I don't even want to look at food.
Mm.
Well, barely.
I'm starving.
Wow.
Oh. Trying to go to King's Arms Diners.
The King's Arms are tired.
King's Arms the second.
I did have breakfast from there today.
Oh, that was funny.
You did, huh?
Yeah.
That was you and Arms. You and Steve, right?
The King's Arms were tired. Who names that? Yeah. All my life, this local diner was called Marina Diner.
The Marina Diner.
Because we live near a marina. I could like spit on it from my house, basically.
Yeah.
And then the guy takes it over. It's a new owner. Kind of looks like Max Weinberg.
And there's some history in that. That Marina Diner was in a Kevin Smith film.
Yeah.
It's been there. Chasing Amy.
It's been there forever. And it was ever. Like the place. Like we hung out there all the time, right? It was 24 hours to go business. And then the guy takes it over and like slowly things start changing. The hours change. And then like they renovated it. It looks new. And you know.
I just want to ask something real quick. Why do diner owners feel the need to put a classic car in front of their diner? What the fuck?
I don't know if it's a Greek thing because they all Greeks own them.
I guess so.
I don't know. I guess because a diner is a throwback. You got to remember, other states don't have them.
Yeah, well, a lot of them have classic cars in the parking lot that don't move.
Yeah. They're just like, it's like that's where they broke down.
Yeah. Back when Manny owned it, you literally like, was it the mob leave that there? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. It was like an old fucking.
Yeah.
You were expecting a baby face fucking whoever to jump in.
Baby face Nelson.
Baby face Nelson.
Hey, hide this chopper for me, eh? The cap is it coming. They have it right in front of Middletown. Middletown Diner has the old like
30s
fucking. Model T or whatever.
Yeah. It's like fucking I'm walking into the Boardwalk Empire all of a sudden.
Nucky.
I just want fucking cheeseburger. I got Nucky in there.
Pay your fucking bill. I don't know. But then they changed it to, the name was called the King's Arms 2.
Yeah, 2.
That means there's another
there's
one
another
somewhere.
There's another one with that awful name.
The King's Arms. I don't know what that means. The diner.
Well, the first one's the King's Legs. And then we have the King's Torso and the King's Head.
But the King got diabetes, so he lost
Steve
his legs.
Diabetes. Wilford Brimley.
That was the
was
king.
Playing the part of the king.
Yeah, like the diner does not reflect any sort of medieval or Renaissance.
No.
Makes no sense.
Or motif None. Or aesthetic or whatever word you want to give it. It's
a diner.
Ridiculous. Where did he come up with that? I have no idea.
So we were trying to go there.
It was like 1 a.m.
It was late 1 a.m.
Saturday night.
Applebee's was closed. Yep. So we're just like, I'm just like, I really want food. Everyone wants food. Yeah. So we're just like, let's just go to the Marina Diner. And we go up there and we pull up and it's fucking black.
What? We didn't even pull up. We were
closed.
Across the highway.
Yeah, we're across the highway.
And we were like, oh, is it open? Closed. Yeah, you can tell when it's open.
And that was the first time I knew about the name change. And so Steve sees like the King's Arms. It's just like, the King's Arms are tired. You're laying down to rest.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, that's just like the Middletown Pizza. Middletown Pizza was there for decades.
That was the best.
And it was good. And then somebody bought the.
Rite Aid.
Huh?
Rite Aid bought the lot.
Rite Aid bought the lot, so they moved it over to this little shitty storefront. It used to be in this big old building.
It was awesome.
And then when they sold that, they changed the name.
Yeah.
And then they changed the name again, but they made it, it's called what? Chiafulo's,
which is like a
Middletown
chain.
Middletown Pizza.
It's like a chain kind of, because there's a Chiafulo's in Atlantic Highlands. Yeah,
but now it's called Chiafulo's Middletown Pizza.
Yeah.
Which they realized that, you know.
Wait, I thought Middletown Pizza was completely gone because then it was that chicken place, right?
That was the it was that chicken and
which was horrible
chicken and pizza bullshit.
Yeah.
Then this place bought the storefront, and now it's Chiafulo's Middletown Pizza.
Okay.
Oh, what's that? That's that duck again. Oh, it's really bad.
I'm fine.
Yeah. Real shame. I really like that place. So, I don't know. I know that change happens, but
don't make it stupid.
Yeah. Change is not. But like, good. That's what I miss. Like the diner, for people that don't, you know, anybody that doesn't.
Good night. Oh, good night, buddy. I'll see you in the morning. Be good.
Hi, guys.
All right.
What's up?
Sleep good.
Nothing.
Nice. Hey, it's going to bed. Bye.
For people, especially in New Jersey, the diner is like a fucking. God damn it. We gotta erase it all now.
You ungrateful little brat.
The diner is like a staple of existence. Like,
of course.
You get drunk, you go to the diner, eat, and then you go home.
Food.
Mm. You probably smell my ass.
No.
No.
Nope.
It's just cooking something up there.
They're cooking. Some disgusting. You know,
some haggis.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you have a long night and you just go to the diner.
Or you just fucking go to the diner.
You go to the diner and hang out.
Yeah.
Literally,
yeah.
It was a hangout.
There's like nothing.
I mean, Red Bank
diner.
I mean, you know all about fucking that place.
Oh my god, that was like hard, dude. It like a diner closed in Red Bank, and it changed my social life.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. It really did, because I would go to the bar, have a couple drinks, and then go to the diner and have a turkey club.
Yeah.
No tomato.
Yep.
Extra mayo on the side.
That's where Matt used to get his cherry Cokes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, because they made it with real cherries.
They did.
And it closed, and it was literally like, yep. You know, you'd leave the bar, and you're just like.
Everybody went.
What do I do?
Yep. Every bar emptied, and anybody that stayed in the town went to that diner.
So
you had like deadhead hippies, you had Guido dudes, you had the whores, you know, like you had every weird mix.
And everything came out so fast in that. It was scary how fast it came out. Did I tell you the last time I was in Philly, I went to the diner I always went to, and the fucking lady recognized me from my ring.
Oh.
You know the crown ring?
Yeah.
She recognized it.
I know that ring.
Yeah, exactly. It was so bizarre. She was just like, oh, you've been here before. I'm like, not for a long time. She goes, I know that ring. She goes, I remember you used to come here a long time ago. I was
two
like,
pieces of cheesecake.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember you.
Yeah, and I
turkey club, extra mayo, and a piece of cheesecake.
It was breakfast. But yeah, she's like, oh, she goes, oh, that's not a ring that you forget. She's like, I definitely remember it. I remember you coming in here. I was like, wow, that's really weird.
Did you bang her?
Yeah, she was like 70.
Cool.
Woo!
That was also the place you went to for chicken. You would go there, the General So's Chicken.
General So. We
place,
went there
that
once.
That place is true and it's fucking gone. Shut down.
Yeah.
We went there.
100 health violations. No.
It was Noodle Heaven. Was
Noodle Heaven. I remember you said to me one day, you were like, you want to come check out the apartment? And I was like, what do you mean? And you're like, oh, come check out the apartment in Philly. I was like, okay. You're like, plus I want to get some Chinese food.
I was like, really? An hour and 20
like,
minutes.
Bring
like,
money.
Yeah, you're like, believe me, you're going to like the General So.
Yeah. And I remember we were walking down the street. It's a horrible show, by the way.
What?
We were walking down the street.
Good.
And every intersection we came to, it was a green light.
Yes.
So we just kept hitting.
Yeah,
hitting,
well, that's hitting. Designed for that.
Yeah,
the normal pace of walking.
We were just hitting every single light. And you mentioned it. You were just like, wow, we're hitting every light. I said, yeah, I called the traffic bureau before you got here. And it was like February and it was freezing. Yeah. And you're like, you should have called the weather bureau because it's fucking cold.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
But yeah, that was
General So.
That was the best General So ever.
And you were like, I have exactly enough money for it. It was like $9.75 or something.
Yeah, like that. Yeah. I remember I had
in your like in my bank account.
I had $13 in my bank account, and there was one night where I'm just like, fuck. Like I wanted it, but I didn't, you know, I had to go out into the town at like 9 o'clock at night and try to find an ATM machine
that
dispensed $10 bills. Which is hard to find. You can't find them anymore, nope. I don't think. Maybe somewhere.
Like Wawa does it now.
Yeah, something like that.
Back then, no.
But back then, it was like, and I finally found one, and I got my $10, and I got my General So's, and then I was just like, I'll just worry about having two quarters in my pocket tomorrow. It's fine.
Hey, man, sometimes anything for food.
So this will piss you guys off
a little
bit.
Yes. Are we more transgenders?
No. Are we fans of PETA?
I don't want to get into no animal abuse shit. But
no,
I support some of the ideas. I mean, it's anytime that
they're ridiculous.
Yeah, sometimes
and they're. I think they care. They're one of those organizations that just cares more about money and being notable than actual caring for animals. Like, if you hurt an animal, I'm gonna hurt you. That's how I feel.
Well, they went undercover as I normally do. And an Austrian shearer, which they get wool from sheeps. And,
whoa!
Dude, I think I'm
your
dying.
Your mic was nowhere near your ass.
No. I think I'm dying.
And that
I think I'm
it
dying.
Steve is like
I don't know
six
what's happening
foot
to
four,
me.
And he farted, and his microphone is by his mouth, and we heard it.
Oh, I think I'm dying. Pizza time.
Pizza time.
Oh,
I just killed Derek.
Horrendous.
Oh, it's just getting worse.
Horrendous.
You can blame Outback, okay? Outback Steakhouse, okay?
All right,
going into the fatality dance over here.
I'm sorry.
Finish him.
It just won't stop.
Fatality.
You got an ass that won't stop.
I don't know why. I don't know.
Oh. So what do you think their problem with these shearers was?
They're not washing the shears.
They're cutting them or something with the shears while they're doing it? Because I've seen them do it. They do it fast.
Yeah, they do.
They use these like buzzer things and they're just, and it's done. Yep. So.
I'm just going to read it. The animal rights group PETA made an official complaint that the sheep on an Outback property were sworn at by a cursing shearer on an Outback property in far western NSW. What is NSW? Hmm? North, South, West? I don't know.
Wait, what was that?
NSW?
New South Wales?
New South Wales?
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
I thought you said Austria at first.
You did.
Did you say Austria?
Did I say Austria?
You probably meant Australia. I was going to say, did they do that in Australia?
Australian Shepherds.
New South Wales, I think it's
you
called.
You see, I have beers in front of
me. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, an Australian sheep herder. Okay, we got it.
The allegation by the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals was investigated by the RSPCA after an undercover PETA operative secretly filmed footage of a worker in a shearing shed using bad language during a live shearing session. So their problem with this place is that they were cussing at the sheep while they were shearing them, and Matt's ready to blow up, but that it caused the sheep to suffer and be traumatized.
Wow, sheep don't speak Australian. How to speak Australian?
Let's get some didgeridoos going.
Asshole,
right?
Australian for sheep.
Yeah, that's a little
fucker.
Silly.
Australian for sheep.
It's a little silly.
Cunt. Australian for sheep.
A little silly. A little silly.
Yeah.
No.
You know what's not nice? Cutting off all their fucking fur. I mean, that's not nice.
This is what I mean about PETA is that they'll do something like this to get the notoriety.
It's probably Obama, okay?
And they're going to get money for it, and they're not going to give money to the animals.
We need more systems in place to help these sheep.
Now, we got to get more programs.
Yeah.
We got to tax the cows in Australia that are releasing methane. To pay for the sheep.
We need to
give the sheep Australian lessons.
You know who's living good? The wombats, okay? They're not paying their fair share, okay? And I intend to do something about it.
I'm trying to pick this apart, but I'm just going
to
read
it. I'm not a newcomer to this.
Oh. The RSPCA told Daily Mail Australia that allegations about swearing arose last September amid serious claims of animal abuse against sheep.
No.
The RSPCA did not pursue the swearing claims because PETA's footage was inadmissible, in a court, as it had been filmed without permission on private property, and because the claims of cruelty came down to one person's word against another.
But they're saying that they cursed at them.
Ken Turner, who operates, I guess the place Boorungi Station.
That's an awesome
with his
name.
Wife Vivian, said the PETA complaint suggests that the sheep understand English. And he did not know you could offend sheep with rude words. But he had no complaints from his herd.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
A bemused Mr. Turner told Macquarie Radio, saying, none of them actually told me they were offended.
Wow. That's hilarious.
Oops.
Oh, yeah. Cunt.
Speaking of Australia.
Give me a... I can't. What?
Speaking of Australia.
Outback.
How hot has Bindi Irwin?
Who?
Oh, my God.
How hot is
Steve
she?
Irwin's daughter.
Is she old enough to be hot yet?
Well, his wife is pretty cute. So
no, Bindi's on her way to stardom, let me tell you.
Dude, you are a pedophile.
I want to see her.
Okay.
How old is she?
She's got to be in her teens by now.
Oh, she's definitely, obviously. She's got to be close to 18 if she's not.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't know if she's.
She's 16.
All right, legal.
Moving on.
Whoops.
I want to see a picture of her. I was getting horny now, too.
All right.
I'd swear at her.
Yep.
Oh, I'd definitely do her.
She's a little goofy looking.
She is.
I like it.
She is. Let's get some more.
But I like hearing her talk.
Mm-hmm.
Love the accent.
Let's click images, please.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Yep. Oh
there you
God.
Go. Yeah.
Oh, there you go, Matt.
Shit. Oh, man.
Yeah, open that. Going on there? Look at that. I love that.
All right, go to the second one in on the right there.
No, I like that.
Yeah, I know.
She looks like the chick from iCarly a little bit.
The rack she's got.
I farted.
Jesus.
Oh, there's that one with her shorts there. I like that. Showing some leg. In between, yeah, where she's opening her mouth. Well, that one too. Yeah, there you go. Oh, wow.
She's a little thick.
Good day.
She's not ripped like her mom. Her mom is like Schwarzenegger.
No.
Her mom is ripped to shit. Really? Have you seen her? She's like a bodybuilder.
The one that was on the show with him?
Yeah.
She was like skinny.
Yeah,
she looks
ripped.
Like...
She looks cute.
She looks like Jeanette McCurdy from iCarly.
A little bit. She has turned into a super slut, by the way.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Look at those tits.
I'm glad.
She's
with some black eye in that picture.
She,
ew.
Well, she is with some black eye in general. I think she dates like a rapper.
Was she Iggy Azalea?
Pretty much.
I like that. We're like laying on the tiger spoon.
I want to see Iggy Azalea versus.
Yeah, just see. She's got like.
Here she is here. That's hot.
Bring up Iggy Azalea. I think she got plastic surgery, is the new outrage.
Well, this must be a pretty recent photo because it's her 16th birthday party.
Yeah, I'd definitely do her. Show some animal rights.
She's the new Hermione.
I don't even fucking care.
There she is with a koala.
A koala. Whoa, what's that who one right there?
I like it.
Who's got huge tits? What the
Oof. Yeah.
Who magazine? Who's got huge tits?
She should work at the Outback Steakhouse in Middletown because all hot girls work there.
Outback Steakhouse.
Yep.
Jesus.
Well, if you want to have an ugly girl at Outback, just bring me, because apparently every time I go there, I get some pig.
Really? We had a cute waitress today.
There's a bunch of
I was not there. No.
But I have noticed that since we go early now, because we go before the show, that the first half of the day, they have gay guys on the host staff.
They're all gay.
They're all of them are gay,
Matt's
dude.
Got it figured.
Every single one.
I've seen everyone of them suck cock.
Their voices, they're like, you can come sit over here. And then the other one was like,
sit on my cock.
Here with your macaroni and cheese. And
that guy's just weird. There's something wrong
with
him.
He is weird, but he's gay, too. He has to be.
Did you sleep with him? How do you know?
I don't know. And then the other guy just looked gay. I mean, but anyway, they're all sitting there. They're like, come on. But then at night, you get the America's Next Top Models. My God. For a while, the average hostess was like 5'10", like 120 pounds. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm not really into that, so.
I'm into like whatever's female, basically.
She has labia.
Whatever I can verify.
I don't care where the labia
female.
Are, as long as she has them on her somewhere.
Just because you're a prom queen now doesn't make you female.
Yeah. Wow. You never know. It could be one of them drag things.
It could be, and I don't want that.
Drag things.
Dragula.
Dragula.
Hey.
Dragula.
Worst song ever.
That was a good driving song.
Nope.
It was.
For who? Not for me.
It was a good driving song.
Maybe
that's
for
it.
For you.
In high school.
Christina Leach, 27-year-old, was arrested.
Ooh.
She offered to give a man a massage
with her mouth
at a home.
At his home.
In blah, 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 blah. Silver Spring Township. I believe this is Pennsylvania. Oh,
what was that? It sounded like you dropped your microphone.
Dude, I'm,
oh my God.
I have to go to the hospital, I think.
I think so.
I'm melting or something. I think I'm melting.
So basically, this woman offered to give this man a massage. She then tied him to the bed. Nice.
Sensual massage.
Yeah. I'm not into it, but okay.
Well, you know, if a girl's like, I want to give you a massage, you're like, okay. And she ties you to the bed. You're like, okay. And then she poured a flammable substance on his body and set him on fire.
Awesome.
My God.
Awesome.
The burn victim, who police did not identify, freed himself and escaped out of a second-story window. Whoops.
They're like, he's just reenacting 9/11.
Yeah.
Wow.
He's on fire, jumping out of the house.
Wow.
He was airlifted to the hospital. Mm-hmm. His condition is unknown.
Damn.
Leach was arrested by police in the white work van that was reported stolen from the man's home.
Awesome. Mm.
Wow. She's charged with one count each of aggravated assault, arson, and theft in Cumberland County.
Arson. How about bodily arson?
Yeah. No duh.
I heard a story recently about a woman who was not terribly unattractive, broke into this guy's house, and started blowing him in his sleep.
Nice. Okay.
And it turned out to be her husband's best friend.
Oh, cool.
I was like, that's awesome. I think that's awesome. I mean, I don't want my best friend's wife to do it to me, but like, if some woman knew me.
Whoops-a-daisy.
Well, we don't know who that is.
No, that's my best friend. Not the other faggot. Oh. yeah, I wouldn't want it to be that circumstance, but what a great idea.
That is a good idea.
I love that. I love like aggressive, horny women. Mm-hmm. All right, that's what I like. So if any of you are listening, call me.
Quick little story.
And you're not.
So apparently the Olsen twins have confirmed that they will not be participating in Fuller House.
Right.
Thank God.
I came up with an idea, and apparently Lori Loughlin's on the same page.
Ooh.
She and I agree.
John Stamos' dick?
Well, if there was one, other than Peter Steele. But apparently we both agree that the...
Oh, God.
The younger Olsen twin, well, younger Olsen sister, should play Michelle on this Fuller House thing. She's much better looking than they are. Have you ever seen her?
Who?
Elizabeth Olsen.
Oh, there's another one.
She's adorable.
Who's Elizabeth Olsen?
She's like a couple years younger than the twins.
Huh.
But she's an actress, too. She looks enough like them that if she would play...
Oh, she is one of the Olsens?
Yeah, she's the younger sibling.
Oh,
she's very cute.
I had no idea she even existed.
Yeah, me neither.
She's got to be like maybe 20, 21.
And, you know, Stephanie's pretty hot still, right?
Wow.
There you go.
She's pretty cute.
Yeah.
Pretty cute. She's just a better looking Olsen twin. But
yeah.
I mean, there you go. If you want a nice...
She's an Olsen twin without the super exaggerated features.
Yeah, like Skeletor.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like weighing 50 pounds.
Wow,
weighing like 50
anyway,
pounds.
Anyway, I would
get
rather
you next time.
I'd rather her play Michelle than both the other ones. So
she looks enough like them, yeah.
Yeah, that she could play, little Michelle. So anyway, that's as of like a month ago, I think.
I want to know if the twins are coming back. The other twins.
Which ones?
Jesse's twins.
Oh, jeez, that's a good question.
Ah. Nobody gives a shit about them.
I don't know, but I'd give Lori Loughlin a run for her money.
I want Dave Coulier to go away forever, so I don't want him to do this.
Hey, cut it out.
Bring up Lori Loughlin. She looks pretty good. Lori Loughlin.
Oh, yeah.
She's like 70.
She's like 70 times hotter than she was on Full House.
She looks exactly
She really does, but she looks good. Yeah.
Yeah. She looks exactly the same.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Well, they put her in a fucking Walt Disney time.
Seriously.
Yeah. Look at that. Cryogenic chamber.
She really does. There's like a picture of her like 5 or 6 years apart, and it's like might as well be the day before.
She's a fucking Time Lord.
Yeah. Time Lord, and she's really fit.
Yeah. look at that.
Yeah, I hate abs on women.
I don't like it, but that's impressive.
Fits around his dick.
She's like a woman her age. Old.
She's got to be 50, right?
Hey, is D's coming back?
D's nuts?
Got him. All right, Jody Sweetin. If we're gonna,
yeah,
we're gonna keep doing
if
this.
We're gonna be bringing up women from Full House. We gotta bring.
She is 50 exactly.
50. All right, bring up Full Bra over here.
I was only off by 20 years.
Jody Sweetin.
Yeah, she's fucking hot.
Her big fake tits.
She looks like a porn star, and I love it.
She does. She's had a couple kids too.
Good.
Where is she?
How rude.
Where is she at?
I'll give her some of
mine. How huge?
Jesus, look at them tits. Jesus.
She's hot.
Yeah. Those are fake, I'm assuming.
Oh,
yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yes, they are.
Yeah.
She's such a mess.
Get up in those guts.
She's like a meth head and shit.
I love that.
Oh, yeah.
So is Fergie. It's okay.
It's a little chunky there.
Whoa.
Well, that's like she's pregnant there.
Mama Juning it a little bit.
Look at this.
It's so
ridiculous.
I remember I had the computer over here and I was looking at pictures of her like during the show and Rogers goes, look at the size of Jody Sweetin's tits. he's just like out of nowhere. He was just like, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I never would have expected her to become really hot.
Yeah. No, I knew she would have.
I knew when she was six.
She was hot in like the last season.
I guess you're right.
When she was like a teenager.
You know, another show?
She's the same exact age as us.
Here's another show that I grew up with that was the Transformations, Step by Step.
Oh, my goodness.
Dude, the one brunette, I mean, the blonde was cute. Ooh. The one brunette was smoking. And then the youngest one became the hottest one out of all of them.
She exploded.
I can't remember their
names
now.
The last two seasons. Dana and, like, what was the other one?
I couldn't even tell you.
But just bring up the cast for that. We'll look at those.
Why not? Let's have Matt relive his 90s boner moment.
Yep. Yes.
Oh, my God. It's so 90s.
Boom, boom. Get a slap bass.
Synthesized bass.
There
you go. Oh, yeah. Stacey
Keenan.
She was cute. She was really good looking.
Much better looking now.
The brunette was just ridiculous.
She's 40.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
I don't know.
She didn't age as well, but her body was smoking.
She looks like a fucking music teacher.
Angela Watson.
Yeah.
Then there was the daughter, the young 40. One.
Sam or something, right? Yeah, Christine Lakin, yeah.
So hot.
Oh, man. She looks like...
She's my dick.
Yeah, that's it.
She looks like she needs this. This dick.
Known for, what is that movie? The Hottie and the Naughty?
The Hottie and the Naughty? Let's not forget Suzanne Somers.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, she's really...
Oh, my God. She's ancient. She's going to be 70.
Yeah.
Wow.
My fuck.
But Don Knotts tried banging her on.
I bet.
Freeze Company.
Who wouldn't have?
Let me stick it in your ass.
Stick it in the dumper.
Andy. John, whatever his name is. Heart attack. Congestive heart failure.
Get it in the bud. Andy.
Oh, John Ritter.
Yeah.
Gone Ritter.
Rid of John.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What other shows produce some super hotties?
Well, we'll just have to find out next week.
Whoa.
On the Aristocrats.
Dun, dun, dun.
Bum, bum, bum.
I don't mind going over a little bit, but I really have to pee.
I'm dying. I need to go to the hospital.
Whoops.
Yeah. So, yes, thank you for listening. Aristocratsradio.com.
To my
ass. You knew that already. All of our links are on there, Facebook and Twitter and all that garbage.
Yeah.
So check that out. We're going to try for next week. Try for Saturday. Hopefully the other Steve will stop being a bitch and come by.
Wow. He's processing it.
So we will see you Sunday for the live show. Come by and listen. If not, you can download the show on Monday. How's that?
Good? Sounds good.
Yeah. Good.
All right, good.